Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pasquale has written me a note. Okay, we will have more on the weather for the air show coming up in just a little bit on WBEN. All right, now if you're just joining us, so the county executive and the governor are basically in a mine is bigger than yours contest, the way I look at it. Mark Poloncarz wants full vaccination and a full stadium for the Buffalo Bills. Governor Cuomo says Mark Poloncarz does not have the authority to pull that card. So either way, my question, and I've asked it before, is there anything that is going to make you get vaccinated? Would it be a Buffalo Bills game? As some of you, you live for your season tickets for the Bills. But how do you reconcile it? If you don't trust the vaccine, you don't want the vaccine, are you just going to give up your tickets to the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen and all the magnificence going on in the football world? Are you going to do that? And I told you before, I mean, I know a guy who had full-blown COVID. His body successfully fought it off, but yet he went and got vaccinated. And to me, that is so stupid. I mean, the guy had natural immunities. I saw the information. He had the antibodies detected in his blood. Yet he went and got vaccinated, so there was no way he was going to be kept from any of the Bills games, home or away, anywhere, because that is his big passion in life. And again, I am vaccinated. I know a lot of people who will not be vaccinated. And I'm kind of curious if you what decision you made for yourself and why you made it and what decision you think you're going to make for your minor children. And I know, look, you're a parent. You got to do what's right for you and what's right for your kids. But, you know, if I had a 12-year-old or a 5-year-old, there's no way I would let them be vaccinated at this point with this particular vaccine. It was approved for emergency use only. And I've said it a million times, and it doesn't make it any less true. There is no COVID emergency in younger America. The COVID emergency, the death toll was always in the feeble, elderly, and those with 3.8 comorbidities. You're not seeing 18-year-olds, as a rule, dropping dead from COVID, but there's always going to be exceptions. But I dare say, you know, more kids are going to die from drug overdoses than are going to die from COVID. So if you're worried about COVID and your 5-year-old or your 12-year-old, you ought to be more concerned with cocaine and heroin and your 20-year-old, because that's what's killing people in that age group and motor vehicle accidents. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Grand Island, and it is Chris. I also want to know which vaccine you got and whether or not you had any side effects. Chris, hello.
Hey, Tom. Finally broke down. Just got the vaccine about half an hour ago. Probably too soon to know if there's any side effects.
Feel the top of your head.
Yeah,
antlers. You've got antlers now, sir. Congratulations.
Anything bad happens, I'll call you back and let you know within the next few days.
Well, Chris, which shot did you get?
The Moderna.
Oh, okay. So you have to wait 2 weeks and then go back for shot number two.
All right. Well, I think it's only 4 weeks, but whatever.
Oh, is it four? I have to check my vaccination card. It's been a while. So now that you are, what made you break down, as you put it, to get it?
Honest to God, I'd rather have the vaccine than risk getting COVID. I fret needles. Otherwise, I would have done it sooner.
Seriously?
Yeah, I had other blood work done today, so I said, what the hell? I'm going anyway. I'm gonna get poked. I might as well stop at the pharmacy and get the prescription. It was painless. Painless as far as the process.
Well, yeah, because they put it right into your deltoid, and I don't even feel that stuff.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, if I was as much of a fan goer to games as a lot of our Western New Yorkers are, I'm sure I'd probably go ahead and get the vaccine just to not have to deal with all of that, getting into a stadium for a game. But, you know, if you can get the vaccine, and if it's possible, even if it's just a chance they can eradicate this thing, why not?
Because a lot of people don't trust it, because they believe it was rushed through. And a lot of people, including myself, believe that it is really stupid to say that young, healthy people should receive a vaccine that's only been approved for emergency use when there's no emergency.
I'll go along with that. I wouldn't argue that point, but I'm not a young, healthy people anymore. So for me, it made sense. But I got to tell you, in the interest of the general public safety and in trying to give people that don't want to get that vaccine, they want to give them an incentive. Why don't they tie the stimulus checks to getting the vaccine?
Oh, man, that's a really interesting question. I don't have the answer. My guess would be that because the stimulus checks are federal and the vaccines are being administered by the states, there might be a jurisdictional issue there. That's just a guess.
Could be. But
look, I think it's absurd. Let me just tell you how stupid I think the Erie County Department of Health is. OK, like I said, they've got some buildings with the Department of Health that would be condemned by the Department of Health if they inspected their own buildings. I hope to have more on that next week.
All right.
Seriously, they've got buildings with crap falling down all over people. But that's another story. And if you work there, you know, I speak the truth. But as far as the as far as you broke down the stimulus checks, the idea, what did we hear from Dr. Overtime? We're very concerned about people abusing alcohol and drugs and self-medicating during COVID. Then the vaccine comes along, doses and mimosas. Hey, get your shot and then have alcohol. Actually, you're supposed to hydrate before the shot and after the shot with water, not booze.
You're on point, because I got to tell you, when I was sitting at the pharmacy waiting for the shot, I just couldn't help notice all the shopping carts with all of the customers in the pharmacy going by the beer aisles filling up for the weekend.
Well, it is Buffalo. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. The Blue Angels apparently are flying around again. Loud as hell, says a texter. Loud as hell. Somebody else says, come on, Tom. For rock, you need R-O-C-K in the USA by John Cougar Mellencamp. You know, I would have said that, but let me just tell you a little story. I work with a guy who grew up in the same town as John Cougar Mellencamp. Knows John Cougar Mellencamp. John Cougar Mellencamp. He is, well, the word ends with C-K, but it doesn't start with R-O. Also, I sat front row for John Mellencamp at Shays. For a guy who's worth however many tens of millions he's worth, he really needs to go to the Buffalo Dental Group, because the dude has, like, carny teeth. Seriously, I'd be embarrassed if I was him. So that is why I did not use a John Mellencamp song for the word rock. And my coworker, if he's listening, knows I speak the truth. Yeah, I guess he's just not a real nice guy. All right, back to the calls. Are you going to get vaccinated so that you can go to Bills games? And it seems to me the big issue between Poloncarz and Cuomo seems to be who has the authority to make the call. Are you holding out on vaccinations for yourself? Will you get your kid vaccinated? What if they say to you, you need to get your kindergartner vaccinated for COVID, or your kindergartner cannot start school in September, which is where I think this thing is going. What are you going to do? I just cannot in good conscience put an experimental medicine into a child and hope for the best. For me, personally, I made the best choice for me, and I think you need to make the best choice for you. But there is, again, ladies and gentlemen, there is no rational, scientific, logical, or statistical reason for younger people to receive this vaccine. There isn't a COVID emergency in the younger demographic. But Tom, there are, yes, there will always be exceptions. There are always statistical anomalies. That's why they're called anomalies, because they're off the grid. It's like, how'd that happen? Well, an anomaly. Let's go to, it's a great word too, not to be confused with anemone. But if you were a misshapen anemone, would you be an anomalous anemone? The amazing thing is I don't do drugs. Here's Wayne in Hamburg on WBEN anymore. Hi.
Yeah, you're right. That anonymous anemone, that's tough.
And what if you were the enemy of an anomalous anemone?
It boggles the mind.
It's an interesting title for a song.
It would hurt to try and sing it.
All right, what's on your mind?
I've got you by about 10 years. And I, too, have a boatload of comorbidities. You know, anyhow, both my wife and myself lived back in March, and it was a lot like a nasty head cold. You know, it really wasn't anything. I wouldn't do anything to avoid getting it again at this point in my life. But the thing that drives me crazy is, like you said, it's an experimental drug. Why are you giving it to the future generation? But we're probably going to end up getting the vaccine, both my wife and myself, just so that we can go on a cruise this fall. And the cruise line, you know, they're going to spaz out about everything. But
you know what? You raise a very, very interesting point. And you know, this is a conversation I've had with people close to me. One way or another, you may be coerced into getting the vaccine because, you know, what happens when you go on a cruise? Okay.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, first of all, you find other women that are incredibly hot. And then you go to, you go to a port and you're basically, you are a tourist. You're a guest in a foreign nation. And they might very well say, because it's not the United States anymore, we want to see your vaccination pass, and you're going to have to produce it. Otherwise, you're going to be on the ship. Hope you like the boat.
Well, this is going to be our second, and the first cruise was tremendous fun. So immediately we signed up for the next one that we could, the next one that we could make, and then COVID crap hit the fan, you know.
Yeah, understood. Understood. Well, look, I'm glad you called. I mean, basically what you're telling us is you got the vaccine and you basically got it under duress because of this cruise on which you are going.
That's what's going to happen, if it happens.
And which, may I ask, which vaccine you received?
I have not yet, but I believe that my pharmacy is giving out Moderna.
Yeah, let us know if you have any side effects. I have detailed the side effects I experienced, and I was gentle enough not to put the pictures online of my feet grossly swollen with blood forced into the nail bed of the phalanxes.
Yeah, that's sweet. I like that.
That was awesome. Yeah, it's just a fancy way to say toes, I think. So anyway, wait, is it the – oh, I always get that confused.
Metatarsals?
Well, sorry, what?
Metatarsals?
No, I got to double-check something because I think I screwed it up. No, phalanx is the finger. What is the toe? All right, I'll work it out. It was a long night last night. I'm sorry. I apologize. Visitors from California. That's all I can tell you.
We'll get over it.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Mellencamp.
All right.
Mellencamp, too.
John Mellencamp?
Oh, my gosh.
What about John Mellencamp?
Oh, no. Are you kidding? What you were saying about Mellencamp with the dentition?
Oh, look, I couldn't even focus on his music. I was too focused on his lack of teeth. It's like, I couldn't believe it. At least make an effort, dude.
It's like Black Oak, Arkansas.
I don't know. I mean, I've met Billy Bob Thornton a couple of times. He's got a nice set of choppers on him. Not exactly what I originally noticed about somebody, but I'd notice if they were missing. All right. Thank you very much. I'm not going to tell you my family's got the best dentition either historically, but it is what it is. All right. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're going to talk in a few minutes, I guess, with somebody from the National Weather Service in Buffalo. I hear that the long night researching the words you want to work into your monologue during the day. No, actually, no. That is not what I worry about at night. It's like somebody asked me last night, how do you prep for your show? My answer is, I live. That's how I prep for the show. And that's basically it. So anyway, yeah, how are you? Tarsals? Yeah, I'll look it up. Here's the problem. I've got one crushed at each end of the body, so I should really know this. It's bothering me that I don't. I have one crushed finger and one crushed toe. It might as well be a flipper, you know? So anyway, welcome. We were talking about the vaccine situation again on WBEN. I say that for our Canadian listeners. The Buffalo Bills, you know, what is going to make you get a vaccine? Does anybody out there share my concern that the vaccine is going to be used for, shall we say, coercion to make sure that your kids are vaccinated so that they can go back to school in the fall? For a while now, I've thought that this whole idea that kids have to wear masks in school in New York State, this is like getting you ready to say, I want my child unmasked so badly that I'm willing to give my child this experimental shot in the arm. And that's what it is. Emergency use authorization. Why would you authorize something in a population in which there is no COVID emergency? Makes absolutely no scientific, statistical, or logical sense. And I'm not a doctor. And you can look up the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and they have come to the same conclusion. We've talked with Dr. Jane Orient, that organization's executive director. All right, and if you got the vaccine, which one did you get and what side effects did you experience?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, but everybody loves the Blue Angels, and people are telling me that they're thundering around town. I have not heard them because I'm in this cushy little radio studio. Now, what is the weather going to be like for the air show? For an update on that, let us go to National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Mitchell. Jim, I appreciate your time. I know you guys are swamped and short-staffed, so thank you.
Sure, no problem.
All right, first things first, tomorrow afternoon, like noon to 4, what are we looking at for the waterfront?
Well, overall, the weather for the entire weekend during the air show always looks pretty good. The start of the air show definitely looks dry. We'll have a decent breeze coming off the lake, probably 20, 25 miles per hour. So that should help keep us pretty stable there near the lakefront. There probably will be some showers to the south. Can't rule out one of those sneaking up here toward the end of the air show tomorrow. But overall, that should help us remain mostly dry down there by the lakefront.
All right. I wonder if those winds are going to affect maneuverability at all. I mean,
I don't know. That's not too strong. I mean, it's just going to be a typical breezy day here in Buffalo.
All right. Fair enough. So we're looking good for tomorrow. Not great, but good.
Yeah, it looks good.
Very good, maybe.
Yeah.
And then Sunday.
Moving into Sunday, it's pretty much the same thing as Saturday. Again, there'll probably be some showers developing in the afternoon, typical afternoon, summertime type stuff. There won't be the breeze off the lake will be much lighter on Sunday. So without that help of the lake shadow there, there may be a shower sneaks up in here again toward the mid-afternoon on Sunday. Probably a little bit better chance. But overall, it's a small chance. And most of the weather looks to be just showers. Thunderstorms should remain to the south.
Happy to hear that. Now, how about people who are going to be watching on boats? Will the lake be doing anything particularly nasty and onerous?
No, there'd just be some light to moderate chop out there on Saturday with those, the breezier conditions. On Sunday, the water should be pretty flat.
Got you. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Very appreciated, and have yourself a good weekend.
Sure thing. You as well.
All right, Jim Mitchell, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Buffalo. All right, welcome. It is Bowerly, and we're talking about the situation with the vaccine and the Buffalo Bills. And are you willing to get a vaccine for the Buffalo Bills? Are you? And right now, I mean, Mark Poloncarz, he wants 100% stadium capacity, but he also wants 100% vaccine compliance. Cuomo says that's not Poloncarz's decision to make. So it's one of these classic mine is bigger than yours situation. But what made you get vaccinated? And if you are not getting vaccinated, why not? And what are you going to do with your kids come next year? As I said earlier, and we've talked about this previously, but I have a real big concern that they're using the whole, we have to keep masks on our kids, even though there's no statistical basis for doing so. I think they're doing that because they're going to hit you with a COVID vaccine mandate or your kid can't go to school next year situation. And I don't think that's right. I truly do not believe that is moral at all. I think it's very unethical, as a matter of fact. And as a parent, I mean, my kids are grown up now. They can make their own bad decisions. I don't need to make the bad decisions for them anymore, which is good. But I didn't, like I said, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Not an anti-vaxxer. But when you're talking about people with a long life ahead of them, I'd like more data, please, regarding the long term of this particular vaccine. And again, ladies and gentlemen, there was an antacid sold over the counter for many, many years. Safe and effective, until they found out after decades that it wasn't and was causing cancer. And do I dare bring up thalidomide again? Morning sickness drug, classic case, 1950s. Oh, take thalidomide. You won't puke in the morning. But then you give birth to a child with deformities. And I used to see a few people out. I mean, when I was a lot younger, who were, quote, thalidomide babies. But I don't know if there are any still alive. There may be, but I haven't seen them. 803-0930, star 930. If you got the vaccine, this is what I want to get into, too. Look, it's no big secret. I get around Western New York a lot. In fact, I was at Kodiak Jack's last night in Marilla, and I walk in the door, and I stand next to a lady, and she says, "Oh, my God, you're Tom Bowerly. You really do go everywhere, don't you?" I'm like, "Yep, pretty much. That's my life. My life is going around Western New York." And it was kind of cool. But that's where I was, and I got into a conversation with other people about getting the vaccine, not getting the vaccine, and the side effects of the vaccine. And like I said, I'm in the high-risk group, all right? A lot of this is old news to you. I'm in the high-risk group. I made a calculation, a risk-benefit calculation. I have a rough idea how long my life is going to be, okay? Rough idea how long it's going to be. Nobody knows for sure, but I think I got it kind of pinned down to a specific period. And it was my estimation and my doctor's estimation that I should go ahead and get the vaccine. So I don't know that I could make that decision for a five-year-old. I don't know that I'd give a five-year-old this. I honestly don't, because you can't prove to me that there's anything like an emergency with COVID. Every kid I know who's had COVID has said they were a little sick for 2 or 3 days. It was like a cold to them. And then the one kid I told you about is at a study in UB because she keeps getting COVID over and over. They want to know why. And even she says it's just like having a cold. That's it. So I don't know why we're masking our kids to prevent them supposedly from getting an illness that is like the common cold. I honestly don't get it. I feel like I'm living in this insane world. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go back to the calls. And it is Kathy on a cell phone. Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Kathy.
Good. Is it the CDC, I think, is looking very shortly at about the heart inflammation in younger men and younger adults today to decide, you know, because there's been a spike in what is quote unquote normal. And I heard they were looking at having an emergency meeting today. I think it was today, which is Friday.
I haven't heard anything decisive or conclusive, but let's put it this way. If you're a healthy young person, why in the hell would you even want to run the risk of giving yourself heart inflammation?
I have no idea. I mean, 22 countries have banned the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson, or not recommended, I should say that. Some are under 60. Like Germany is, if you're under 60, you really shouldn't get it. Australia, if you're under 50, you shouldn't get it. Ireland, under 60, because they're looking at, you know, healthy individuals not having more problems. You know, I don't know their reasons, but the blood clotting was one. Heart inflammation was another. So if there's other countries saying, you know, maybe we should back off on it now.
Well, okay, and, you know, you're raising some good points, and I want to hear from anybody who has had shingles triggered by the vaccine. I heard a story this week about a young girl who had shingles triggered by the vaccine.
My friend, I just talked to her yesterday. Now, she's not a young girl, but we'll put ourselves in the younger ager bracket. But she just told me she got the shot, and she got shingles. She didn't know what it was. She got her first shot, and I can't remember if it was after her first shot or a second shot. I just talked to her, and she said she got shingles. And I was like, uh-oh. I have antibodies, so I wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't trade my health for something right now that, you know, a football game. But that's me.
So you know that you have the antibodies.
Yeah.
And you can prove it because you got the paperwork. You should not need to get vaccinated, and you should not need to show vaccine paperwork. My opinion is, if they do ask for ID or your COVID status, I think just saying you have COVID antibodies ought to be sufficient.
Right. And I'm worried about young with this, like I say, emergency use. I was at Pioneer School District listening to a woman talk, and she says, we're farmers out here. She goes, animal vaccines go through cattle. She was talking particularly. She goes, they grew go through 10 years of testing from start to finish. And she was talking at a school board meeting, and she was saying, why would they try to push something that is less than 10 years tested on young children when we don't know what it might do or might not do? She says, I know what they do with animals. She said, and 1 year is not long enough to put something in my five-year-old and say it's okay, because there could be a lot of different side effects that you don't know. There could be reproductive issues. There could be heart inflammation issues. You can't undo those things.
Well, hopefully the heart inflammation proves to be a temporary thing. But how do I say this? Your heart is kind of an important part of your body, as I know all too well.
Right. And if it does lifelong, if it's temporary, how do they know? So, yes, I know three. I don't know them personally, but it would be a friend of mine told me their son. They had, one had was a 20-ish in that 20-year-old had a stroke. He's recovering. Another in that young college age, a heart attack, actually, and he's recovering. And then there's another one that just was a college graduate. I just heard of Tuesday. And he actually has had his wake and his funeral. And it was the only thing they have in common is their age bracket and that they each had the vaccine within, like, you know, and within a week or 2 weeks. They started feeling bad a few days, and then they went to the hospital. And that's not normal. You don't hear that stuff.
Just a quick question. I'm not trying to cast any aspersions here, but when I hear about young people having strokes and young people having heart attacks, my first thought is illegal drugs, cocaine, meth.
Right.
I don't know if you know these people well enough to find out, but it would surprise me. I mean, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Now, the only other thing, there was a 12-year-old in Italy. She was a tennis player. And she died. Now, in the Italian paper, it put Pfizer vaccine in it. When it was transferred over and reported in the in the U.S., they didn't put anything about the vaccine in there. Now, a tennis player at 12 who's aspiring to go into competitive, she would be in very good health.
Well, one would think. I mean, and that, you know, that's always the issue with any side effect. Is this the cause to the exclusion of all other things? And if you're telling me that a previously healthy 12-year-old receives a vaccination and then dies of a heart attack, unless there was some underlying genetic condition like Brugada syndrome, which typically doesn't manifest till your 30s or 40s, it's a genetic inherited thing. Who knows? I mean, I'm happy you called. I wish you the best. And I thank you. Yeah, this inflammation issue, even CNN, the teenage boys all looked like they were having heart attacks. They complained of chest pain and general discomfort. Tests looked at first as if they were suffering an acute heart attack, but they weren't. Seven youths, 14 to 19 years old, were suffering from a very rare type of heart inflammation, and they're starting to link it to COVID-19 vaccines. Now, there's nothing like a heart attack. I can tell you all about it. Everything you want to know. All right. And you know, I mean, I'm sorry, that's kind of serious. And what risk did they face from COVID? None. Virtually no risk at all from COVID. There was no reason for them to get the vaccine. They got the vaccine, and the doctors think they're having heart attacks. Because when you're actually having a heart attack, your body releases enzymes, which will tell the doctor whether or not you are, in fact, having a heart attack. And if you've ever had a blood pressure emergency, that's not a lot of fun either, because you think you're going to die. You know, your blood pressure starts going 230 over 210. You got to get to the ER and wait. You know, this Buffalo Bills thing is in the news again. Mark Poloncarz wants 100% attendance with 100% vaccination rates. Cuomo says it's not his call. My question is, have you been vaccinated? Did you have side effects? What is enough to make you get vaccinated? What are you going to do? I want you to be honest, because it's been a long time since I had little kids running around, okay? What are you going to do if they say, hey, your six-year-old needs the COVID shot or they just can't come to school, or if they come to school, they have to wear a mask all day, which is absolutely asinine and absurd. And New York State is one of a very few states pulling this nonsense. It's, you know, it's a sad state of affairs when parents need to put aside money and retain attorneys and litigate to get their freedom back. But that's just the way it goes. It's either that or torches and pitchforks. And I think, you know, the legal way is probably a better way to go, because pitchforks are really expensive, too. Here's Ed in Depew on WBEN. Ed.
Yeah, hi. I'm 56. I'm in relatively good health. I'm avoiding the vaccine because I keep thinking about, like, 8 years ago, I had a minor stroke, blocked carotid artery. And with some of the follow-up of that, you have an arteriogram, you know, where they go through the artery to look at the stuff. And I had some blood clotting issues. And with that, every time I'd have an arteriogram, they would say, oh, people have to watch you for 12 hours afterwards and, you know, and limitations on all that. So my question is, with this vaccine, who's going to watch me? They watch you for 15 minutes afterwards. I'm just right there is a big red flag. And how they would even, you know, they're quite capable.
Well, the reason they want to watch you is because people might go into anaphylactic shock because of some of the constituent elements of the vaccine. If that typically happens, I mean, that's when you go get an allergy shot, they want you to hang out at the allergist office for like 20 minutes.
I want to watch me for 3 days if I've got that. I don't really know exactly all the details of my stroke, you know, the carotid and all that.
Well, have you talked to your doctor about whether or not you should get the vaccine?
Oh, my primary says, you know, no problem, you should get it. And I haven't talked to the neurologist, hard to get a hold of them, talk to them in a while. But I just feel that if you have COVID, you have a staff of doctors who knows the history. They can look up the history. They know what to do. I have this feeling that if I had some response to the vaccine, they would say, oh, I'll drink some tea, have some tea, sleep, call us tomorrow. And I just don't think there's enough experience there with treating that I just would not be very confident in that. So
two things I will say. Again, talk to your doctor, which, you know, you said you have. And number two, B, go with your gut.
Yeah.
Go with your gut. Go with your intuition. If your intuition says you're not going to feel comfortable with it, you know, our minds can sometimes deceive us, and you might get the vaccine. And because you're already predisposed to kind of be a little leery about it, you might start to have psychosomatic symptoms.
Possible. Yeah.
Who knows? I wish you the very best. Thank you for the call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.